Welcome to The Floating Experiment. I'm your host, Kim Kogani, and this podcast is meant to be a moment of pause in your busy day. Get comfy, take a deep breath, and let's go to the show. Hello, and welcome to today's episode. So this one's going to be a little bit different. I just wanted to kind of check in and give a little update because it's been a bit since I posted. And normally I like to think about what's going on with me and kind of attach it to a certain feeling or a theme. But nothing has been flowing in that way. So I thought I would just check in and tell you what's been going on with me lately. I've just been really feeling called for time alone and to rest and kind of take a break. There's a lot that happened in the spring season for me, and I'm finally feeling just more settled in my new home. I have furniture, which is really exciting, and this time of year, I just do tend to want to go inward more. I have a lot more feelings that come up, and I really just want to be alone and work through that. I don't know about you, but I tend to operate in cycles, and those cycles kind of align with, or I assign them to, just the different seasons in astrology. And so right now, currently, it's Cancer season. And, you know, you can imagine just like a little crab in its shell. And I'm really feeling that energy and embodying that, wanting to just spend time at home and go inward and let things come up. It's so funny. So I actually had a friend in town recently visiting me, and we did spend a fair amount of time like out and about, but it was just nice to catch up, and I could feel myself feeling really amped up by the sunshine and it being summer and having someone in town to do things with. And I started to kind of get wrapped up in wanting to do more and add more to my schedule and like start working out more, even though I was waking up tired every day and my body was just feeling really fatigued. And there was this moment we took my dog Koshi to the dog park, and I wasn't really paying that much attention. I wasn't being present. And this particular dog park is quite hilly, and there's just like dirt and tree roots, and I ended up rolling my ankle and spraining it. And I really interpreted that as the universe and my inner voice kind of telling me, and my body telling me, hey, like, let's not get too carried away with planning things. Like, it's time to just slow down and rest. And so for the rest of that day, and then the couple days after, I really wasn't able to do a lot. Like, I had to ask my friend for help to, you know, take Koshi out and to get me things. And it was just like this forced pause that was really frustrating for my mind. But looking, you know, reflecting back on it, it was necessary and it helped me just slow down. And now I'm in this nice kind of flow, just spending time reading and, you know, kind of just not pressuring myself too much to work or produce. And in this time, a lot has come up. I've reconnected with new hobbies, but also I just have been feeling a lot and grieving a lot of what's happened to me in the past year. And one of those things that I've been really struggling with, ironically enough, as I share this in a podcast, is just finding motivation to share myself again. There was a lot that happened with my jewelry business where it felt like, you know, I shared, and then what I shared, what I cared about, what I was passionate about, my voice was kind of taken from me at times through people just kind of feeling inspired by what I was doing, or, you know, learning how to make things and create a production line and all of the things that I worked so hard for, it felt like they were kind of just being taken away. And it's really made me apprehensive to share. And it goes deeper. There were things, you know, going back all the way to childhood where I just didn't really feel seen and heard when I was a child by the adults in my life. And I kind of received the message of just like, be quiet and no one cares what you have to say or what you're doing. And now, that's definitely what I default to, of feeling safe when I'm not sharing myself, when I'm not sharing my art. And yet there is this deep calling to write something, to have a podcast, to be seen, you know, to create online courses, to be a coach. Like, I really do want to share myself and connect with people. And yet there is something that's holding me back. So I've been sitting with that a lot. And I just have started to ask myself, like, why is this not working? Why am I not wanting to share? And what's going on there? And kind of what came up is needing to find my own, what is my motivation for sharing myself? You know, you look at influencers on Instagram and, you know, they're sharing a day in the life, they're sharing their outfits, what they like. And, you know, their motivation for sharing is going to be different than my motivation for sharing. It's going to be different than someone who is writing a book or telling a story or whatever it is. And I think it's really important for me to find out why I want to share aspects of my life with the world and what that looks like. What is so crucial about that sharing? Because it can't just be because others want me to. I think about times when mentors in my life have pushed me to write my story. You know, they're like, you should write a book, you should tell your story. And I really just didn't want to. I had a very negative reaction to that of like, you know, my story is mine and I'm not going to share it just because someone tells me that I should. And so that's what kind of led me to thinking about, okay, well, if it's not because other people want me to, what is driving me to pursue this path? And I came up with two different reasons. The first one is just to validate my own experience. I think back to that child who didn't feel seen or heard and learned that it was better to be quiet. And it's really important to me now to validate her experience and to tell her that, you know, I see you, I see all that you've gone through, and you know, I want to hear from you. I don't want you to be quiet anymore. So that's kind of the first reason, of just validating my own experience and doing it for myself first and foremost. And then the second one is, you know, if I can share something and someone stumbles upon it and they see it or listen to it or read it and they can feel seen and a little bit less alone, that is a huge motivator for me. Because oftentimes when I'm consuming content, whether it be on social media or through podcasting or reading a book, I'm always looking for stories that look like mine. And there just really aren't that many out there. It's hard sometimes for me to see myself in other stories. And then I think of those moments when I do see myself and I can relate to experiences that people have shared and how good that feels and how much less alone I feel. And it would be such a gift to me if I could offer that to just one person. So those are kind of the two things that I settled on. And it's funny because as soon as I wrote those down, I wrote them on like a note in my phone and I sat with them. Immediately, I felt inspired to set up my microphone and record an episode. And I just find that to be so interesting of like, that was the block. It wasn't anything of like, oh, I don't have anything to share, or I don't have the right content or I can't think of a theme or like what I'm doing right now isn't interesting, which are all things that kind of my mind told me were reasons why I didn't want to record an episode. Really, it was this block of like, I had lost my why. I lost why I was doing this in the first place. And to be completely honest with you, there was a moment, I think it was last week, where I just got really frustrated and angry with myself. And I really just felt compelled to like delete the whole thing, to delete the podcast altogether. And that makes me really sad. I feel just so much compassion for that version of myself who was angry and just, you know, I kind of think of it as like, you know, an artist who created something and then just like tore it up and threw it away. And that's kind of what I was going through. And really what I needed was not to destroy my work. It was to find my why and my purpose for sharing and reconnect to why I started this podcast in the first place. And it wasn't to be an expert. It wasn't to create these, you know, cohesive themes and to share how perfect my life is, because it's not. It was to just share my story in hopes that someone will feel less alone, to validate my own experience, and to just try something new and get better at it. You know, I really look forward to, you know, 10 more episodes down the line when I can look back at these beginning ones and see how much progress I've made, how much more comfortable I've become in front of the microphone and just sharing myself. And, you know, this really is a learning process for me. And so I would encourage you to think about places in your life where you might feel stuck and frustrated, and really ask yourself the question, like, what is my motivation here? If it's gardening, you can ask yourself, what is my motivation for gardening? Is it to have the perfect garden? Or is it the process of like caring for these plants? Or if it's cooking, you know, like, what is my motivation for cooking? Why is this important to me? So just ask yourself, like, why is this important to me? And what is my why here? Why do I do this at my core? How does this activity serve me? And maybe you'll feel a little bit less stuck and reconnect with a part of yourself that maybe needs just a little bit more compassion and a little bit more love. So that's really it. That's what's going on with me. I'm just spending time kind of in solitude, reading and writing and just resting. And yeah, I hope that now that I found my why, I will feel more inclined to share with you. So take care, and I will see you next episode. If you're enjoying this podcast, I would love if you could share it with a friend, leave a review or rating on Apple Podcasts, or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. I appreciate you taking the time to listen. And if you'd like to learn more about the Floating Experiment, you can go to thefloatingexperiment.com. Thank you and take care. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to find me, you can go to thefloatingexperiment.com and at @thefloatingexperiment on Instagram. May you embrace a new way of being and invite that sensation of floating into your life. Until next time, take care.